Well, we're on the move again, this time to Belgium. We've done the Netherlands, Italy, the former Yugoslav Republic, most of the Spanish Costas, the Balearics, Canaries, and travelled as far afield as the USA. I see no reason why the Belgians should get away with it any longer. So while you lot are loafing around, checking your football pools and settling in for the ex-crapter and strictly come break your neck, Flatcap and his long-suffering missus will be on a boat from Hull to Zeebrugge to see if we can upset the dear old Sprouts. The deal includes a few hours in Bruges, where her indoors will no doubt stretch the credit card to breaking point again. As usual, the preparations have been fraught with difficulties. Mom dug out the luggage and proceeded to pack sufficient warm clothing for 2 weeks in Antarctica, along with a range of sun hats and bikinis. You never know what the weather's like in these strange countries, she said as she packed a Spanish phrase book. Since she can hardly speak English, never mind Spanish, and since I'm not sure what language they do speak in Belgium, I protested about the excess baggage. You need to be well prepared, she said, flattening the suitcase lid on her ironing board and slapping a Not Wanted on Voyage sticker over the padlock. Deciding that the tumble dryer wouldn't fit into any of our cases, she labelled it for delivery to the stateroom and turned her attention to the trunk, carefully wrapping my Black & Decker sander in bubble pack before placing it in the bottom of said trunk along with the heavy-duty slave batteries. What I like about boats, she chortled as she slotted the 37-inch flat-screen TV and DVD recorder into the trunk, is that there's no weight limit on your luggage. I mentioned that there was, but it's more abstract. When the boat settles below the Plimsoll line, it's overloaded. Unfortunately, this served only to remind her that she hadn't packed her Plimsolls or the other 17 pairs of shoes she'll need for 48 hours on the continent. While she did this, I packed my suitcase. 2 shirts, 2 pairs of wire fronts and 2 pairs of socks. My business suits, shirts, ties, jumpers, 3 overcoats and a pair of Wrangler loafers were already packed in the largest of our 8 cases. It all begged a question. Why do they call them suitcases? The tiny thing she allocated to me isn't big enough to hold a suit. Chuck a towel and a toothbrush in and it's full. I did notice that although she's trimmed down to a conservative size 14, she packed several size 18 items. When I asked why, she said, I'll be visiting the Chocolate Museum. The netbook and the DSLR, it's battery fully charged, are with me and I shall be back on Monday armed with snaps and horror stories from our sojourn. In the meantime, be good. And if you can't be good, be careful. And if you can't be careful, at least remember to put your clocks back an hour tonight.